So, I bought my wife a little playground 7 years ago.
A playground?
That's what I call it. In fact, it's a healthcare clinic. Plastic surgery, internal medicine, stuff like that.
I see.
My wife is a doctor with very good organisational skills, so everything was running smoothly until recently. But about a year ago, she told me some surprising news.
Which was?
That she was no longer having fun with me. And since life is short, she wanted to start again somewhere else, and with somebody else. She simply packed her suitcase and disappeared abroad with a well-off patient of hers.
Oh, well, that's really unpleasant.
I meant to leave the clinic to her, but she just took some money and was gone, telling me I could stuff the clinic you know where.
You must have really made her mad.
I think it had simply been too much for her to take. I was enjoying life without her by my side far too often, so to speak.
You've said it quite diplomatically. Now you're divorced, I presume.
We're not. We just live apart. Actually, we had already lived like that for a long time. Our marriage was quite loose. We both did what we wanted and didn't worry about each other that much. Our children had been grown up for many years, so why not?
But I still don't quite understand what I can do for you.
Well, after her sudden departure, I hired a new manager to run the clinic. You see, I build houses, so I only have engineers around me, and none of them understand the healthcare business. I followed a recommendation of a friend of mine who recommended me a great man, or at least that's what he said about him. I quite liked him too, and he had an interesting CV. He convinced me he would be the right guy at our first meeting.
I'm starting to smell a rat, but I'll let you finish.
What exactly do you smell?
That the new manager is not faring very well.
He's not. And the clinic is going under fast.
Well, that's too bad.
Well, I'm a reputable businessman in the eyes of the general public, and I can't afford a situation where everyone in this country will talk, or even worse, papers will write about me as a person who brought down a famous clinic.
I absolutely understand that. Excuse my incessant interrupting, but what do you think I should do about it? In my opinion, it's as simple as it can get. Fire that manager and hire a new one.
I could have figured that out myself, but things are a little more complicated. In the initial euphoria, I undertook to pay him rather high severance pay if I dismiss him in the first 3 years of his employment as general manager.
Well, that wasn't very wise.
I know that now. But it is very hard to find a skillful person, especially these days. We negotiated the wording of his contract for quite a long time, and he even left an interesting job so that he could work for us. I had to make some compromises, otherwise I wouldn't have got him.
I've been listening to you very carefully and cannot understand one thing. On the one hand, you say he's a skillful man, which is evidenced by the recommendation as well as his CV. Moreover, he had a lucrative job when you hired him. On the other hand, the clinic is going from bad to worse under his management.
Now, you've hit the nail on the head. It came to light a couple of days ago when he asked me to meet up.
It's starting to get even more interesting. What did he want?
He admitted that the clinic wasn't faring as well as it should.